Chapter 7 At the Golden Dome Restaurant. At lunchtime, Dylan takes a bus to the Golden Dome Restaurant. He arrives at 1:15 p.m. Tom is outside the restaurant.
"They're here," he says to Dylan. "The woman called Anna is inside with the two murderers."
Dylan looks through the window of the restaurant. There are only three people inside. The two murderers and a woman with long brown hair. They're having lunch at a table in the corner.
"That poor woman," says Tom. "We must warn her. But how?"
A waitress brings some coffee to the table. Then she walks to the door of the restaurant to use her mobile phone. This is a good opportunity for the boys.
"Excuse me," says Dylan.
"Can I use your pen and paper, please? I want to write a note for a woman in the restaurant."
Dylan writes a note and gives it to the waitress.
"Can you give this to that woman in the restaurant?"
he asks.
"Why don't you give it to her?"
"We can't. And it's important,"
Dylan says.
"But the men mustn't see it."
"Okay," says the waitress. "I'll help you."
She goes to the table.
"Do you want to see our lovely desserts?"
she asks the woman.
"Come and choose one of them."
Anna leaves the table and goes with the waitress to see the desserts. The waitress gives her the note and she reads it.
"We're standing outside. We must talk to you. Please meet us at the back door of the restaurant. It's a matter of life and death."
Anna sees the boys through the window. She goes to the back of the restaurant and meets them. She has got a foreign accent.
"Who are you?"
she asks.
"What do you want?"
"We want to save you. Those men are murderers,"
says Dylan.
"You're in great danger."
"You must believe us."
Anna smiles, but there's a worried look on her face.
"I'm very sorry," she says. "But I think you are imagining it. I know those men, and they aren't dangerous. Who are you? How do you know the men?"
Suddenly, they hear voices. Tom pulls Dylan's arm.
"The men are coming,"
he says.
"Let's go."
The boys run from the restaurant.
"We can't leave that poor woman,"
says Tom.
"We must help her."